You wouldn't say fell out of the horse, you would say fell.
Well, I suppose you say fell off the horse or from the horse.
Mm-hmm. With reference to beds, sometimes it's for fall out of bed, for fall off the bed. What is, do you hear a difference there or not in meaning?
Fell out of bed, I would say, was more common.
Mm-hmm. And here's some more terms from the farm.
I'm not very good on it.
One curiosity. What is the male of the herd of cattle called?
Bull.
Yes.
Or steer.
And when you were a child, was that term bull used in front of women, or was there some hesitation?
I don't remember when it wasn't used.
No hesitation?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And the cow is going to have a
calf.
And what is that process?
Calving, is that calving?
And horses, the male of the horse is
a stallion.
And female?
Male.
And again, there's no hesitation.
No.
Stallion.
Too many horse shows and.
I see. And even when you were.
Yes, I don't think so.
And the things that you put on horses' feet to protect them?
You don't mean shoes. You don't mean horseshoe, do you?
Horseshoes. Mm-hmm.
What I was thinking about was those sort of things that you see sometimes coming up on the leg, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the right word for that, but.
Don't either. And the horses' feet, actually, a better term would be what?
Who?
Okay. And you have one hoof but two. How do you say you have one hoof but two?
Hoof.
HOVES. It sounds like hooves, right? And male and female of sheep?
You and lamb ended.
All right.
The
ram.
Ram.
And the ewe. And the material that they're grown for on the back.
Oh, wool.
And that's always used as just wool.
Yes, I don't think there's anything else.
And how about pigs?
Sows and. I don't know.
All right. Boar sound?
I guess so,
Does a barrow, does the term barrow sound familiar to you?
Not at all.
The stiff hairs from the hog's back, often used for.
Bristles? That would be bristles, would it?
The long teeth.
Tusks.
And two of them would be. I'm wondering how that's pronounced. One.
Tusk.
And then two would be.
Tusks, I would say.
And the same problem with the thing that hogs eat from. You have one. Remember that term? The long thing.
I can't call it.
Trough.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Well,
one trough, but two.
Troughs. Mm-hmm.
Did you Do you ever remember wild hogs in this area?
No, I don't know whether there ever were any or not, but I never heard of any.
People might actually hunt them for sport.
Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard of such thing, but I didn't ever hear of it around here, and I doubt very much it was ever any around here.
Piney Woods Rooter, did you ever hear that?
Mm.
All right. The noises that cattle make, do you remember any of those terms? The gentle ones?
Mooing of cows, of course. And I don't know, I think mooing doesn't seem to be, I think of another word. What's another one?
A gentle sound that a horse makes before
it
feeds.
Nay, uh-huh.
And how about chickens? Where do people ordinarily keep chickens?
Well, people used to have chickens.